I'm not going to give you shit. I would have rolled my eyes had I not known it would just piss the woman off in front of me. Listen, Linda, I said. My name isn't Linda, jerkwad. Not Linda said. It's Casey. I knew what her name was, but I couldn't stop myself from saying things to piss her off. Seriously, doing it was just too much fun. Casey, I corrected myself, trying not to put too much sarcasm into my words. I'm here to make the bank drop for you.
You're going to have to allow me to check with Candy or Daisy then.
Casey snarled.
I don't want you stealing it.
I sighed. I've been a good boy for years now, Casey, I said. You're being much too dramatic. Casey stiffened and turned away from me as if I'd just pissed in her cornflakes. Then again, maybe I had at one point. I'd been a dick in my younger years. In fact, I was still a dick. I just wasn't a prick that did shit just to piss people off and fuck up people's lives anymore. Now, I just did what I wanted, tried not to piss people off in the process, and kept my nose clean. Casey had been a mistake. A mistake I'd made when I was asshole Darby and not has his shit together Darby. Casey and I had dated in high school. It had gone south when I'd left, trying to leave my shitty past behind. And Casey still hated that I'd let her go when I'd left. Meaning, now that she worked for my sister-in-laws, Candy and Desi, I had to see her and deal with her crap a lot more often than I wanted to. The woman who'd entered the store behind me, who'd been listening to the entire thing since she'd walked in, finally broke the silence of Casey leaving.
He was too beautiful for his own good. Why was he so hot? That was the question of the day, anyway. Darby Valentine, the youngest of the Valentine boys, was hot as sin. Wickedly smart and a goddamn genius. How was it fair that a man like him, with all those extra things that made him so freaking appealing, got brains, smarts, and common sense? It wasn't fair. In fact, the man was so perfect that I hated him. Then again, he would be perfect if he didn't open his mouth. But that rarely ever happened when it came to this particular Valentine. Apparently, everyone in Houston either wants me to have some experience or more education, I said. I've applied at over 10 firms. They've all declined. I scrunched up my nose and tried not to let my anger show. When I applied at a few lower-level jobs, I was apparently too overqualified. Frustrated, I came home for the summer.
You don't live here, the smart-ass man pointed out. Your father lives in a trailer and is only home for a week at most before he heads out again.
I was gritting my teeth, trying not to allow my anger at him show. The thing was, I was pissed. Not only had Darby double majored, he'd also scored higher on all of his classes than me. It was a hard pill to swallow watching someone that seriously didn't give a single fuck making all A's when he didn't study for a test all night like you did.